Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to That Time of the Week. I'm your host, Maddie fucking Smith. Let's get into our topics. It is the end of an era. And no, I am not talking about COVID. I am talking about Keeping Up with the Kardashians, entering its last season, 20 seasons. My question is, who will we keep up with now? I'm feeling cold. I'm feeling shivery. This was our Seinfeld, the show about nothing. That's what this was. Pour one out for the number of times I have watch these women eat out of massive salad containers. I'm gonna miss that. And pour one out for every season that they came back with new bodies with no mention of plastic surgery ever. How do they do that? None of them have ever mentioned plastic surgery. And each, I watched the Kylie Jenner transformation and no one ever said, oh, she has a fat ass now. How did it happen? No one's ever seen them under the knife. No one's ever seen photos of their faces swollen. It's amazing. It's fascinating to me. It's very curated anthropology there. So I'm very sad. I do think that the Kardashians changed the world. Not for the better, but they definitely changed the world and their impact will last forever because everyone has plastic surgery now. So. That is not to say that I will not get plastic surgery within 5 years. I will. Mm-hmm. Everyone's always like, would you get plastic surgery? Yes, without a doubt. Tits and nose. Tits and nose. Easily change those two things. And on the line of two pieces of business news that can fall under the category of obviously, alcohol sales skyrocketed in the last year and rich people are paying for some stupid ass shit. As a non-rich person, I'm gonna go ahead and say that I also bought dumb shit, but their shit, we're talking like six-figure coffee tables, NFTs. If you don't know what an NFT is, neither do I, okay? I just know that rich people are buying shit. I get it. I'm buying pasta off Amazon, you know? So I can relate. But let's get into our show today. We have two incredible motherfucking guests, all right? First of all, we have a Mama Starter.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the pod. First time here.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you. I always say we, like there's like an establishment behind me. As you saw, I produce by myself. And sometimes Andrew comes in and says, the Zoom isn't on. And I say, great. We're 30 minutes in. And we have Stuart Fullerton.
Hey.
What the fuck is up, girlfriends?
You know, just
nothing.
Literally nothing.
As you said, alcohol sales have gone up. I was like, I want a drink.
That's partly, mm-hmm. I think, due to me and maybe you.
I think both alcohol you guys sales probably cause it.
Definitely me.
I'm going to say one thing, and we can talk a little bit about the alcohol later. I barely drank this past year, but now that I got the vaccine, the mm-hmm. weather's warming up. I am about to go full on alcoholic.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
It's so fun. You can't stop me. I
want to
be on.
I don't
a boat.
Want to.
You don't want to?
No, no. I don't want to stop you. I want to encourage.
Encourage it. Make it happen.
We're going on a bender this summer.
I'm about to have a bender. I want people to say Maddie is one wild and I want that person to be like a judge because I was drunk driving. You know, like that's how hard I want to go. But before we get into our topics, let's get into our first segment, and it's called Let's Sync Up. Like to start the pod with one question just to get us all on the same page, get our fallopian tubes flowing. And today's question, along the lines of Keeping Up with the Kardashians ending, if you guys could be on any reality TV show, what would it be? I always have multiple. I actually panicked when I picked my first one. I said, I don't want to be that. Oh my God. Wait, but I also want to be on this other one. So it's
so
okay.
Many.
It's okay if you have multiple. We can go through all of them. I'm going to give my first one, and it's going to be Making the Band.
Oh.
Easily. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I feel like I would thrive in that environment. I'm incredibly hardworking. And I can do it, you know?
What instrument? Well, what was it? It was what, a P. Diddy's shit, right?
It was P. Diddy's show, and he brought Danity Kane was the only.
Danity Kane, and yes. Then they
in the car.
We dress slow. We doing things that the girls don't do.
I actually know every word, so we don't even want to start.
It's just so Malini's and the 280s Mercedes.
Oh
and
my God.
Oh, fashion.
You guys should both be on Making the Band. This is great.
Danity Kane.
I feel like they were like the only success story.
I think so. Yeah. They were the only, and then they even had like two. Damage was really good.
Damage, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I forgot about that song.
My heart is damaged.
I forgot about that song. But yes.
Yeah.
I'll do it for
us. See, this is why you didn't pick Making the Band.
No, absolutely not. Fuck that. No. That's a good one, though. They like.
I agree. I feel like I would pull up, and I feel like there's a lot of weaklings on that show who are like, I just can't like wake up. I will wake up and I will put in the work. And I feel like on a show like that, they love like improvement.
Yes.
Any sort of like America's Next Top, if you grow from week to week, they're like, oh,
yeah.
And I would be like the underdog. And over time, I would be like the star.
Yep.
And I just know because I was on Wild'n Out, we had to do the same type of thing. We had to dance with the cast and crew in front of producers, and they cut people every day. And I made it happen.
Wait, you kind of have been on a reality show.
A little bit.
Is Wild'n Out a reality?
It's unscripted, but not reality.
It's not reality. Okay.
Reality, I think, is more like reality. You know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense for the viewers. So, yeah, I think I could be, my only weakness on the show would be the dancing, but I would be someone who would be like, I would stay up all night and make it work.
But they would hire like the best dance teacher, and they'd be like, Maddie, we're going to keep you a little extra for rehearsals. Yes, and then everyone would be like, Maddie, you worked so hard.
I think
and then
so too.
You wouldn't be cut because they would be like, wow, another week, another improvement.
Yes, that's what I think. And I also think if you like don't miss practice, you know, like the people who sleep through the practice and they showed them in their bed with like the black and white filter on the camera. And they're like, Sammy was sleeping through the whole practice. That wouldn't be me. I would be the one that would just like face forward, nose to the ground, work.
Yeah.
Work, bitch.
Oh my God. Yeah. You would be great. One. That's a great one.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. Yeah. The dancing would be the weakness, but I would pull through.
Yeah.
And probably like the body too, but because you have to be like hot.
That's a good, I didn't even think of that, because also like maid would be a good one to go on and then be like, make me into, I would just want to be a hot person.
I
wait, what was maid?
They take. You go to them. Well, I can like
who's
tell.
Them?
They?
It's literally them.
It's literally them. I think it's MTV.
So remember MTV when there was like a couple of years when everything on MTV was like Sweet 16, Maid. So Maid, why I didn't pick Maid was because you only get to be on one episode. I want to be a series regular.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So you're right. You're so right.
So Maid is a show where I say, I have always wanted to be...
Tell them anything.
Anything. I have always... It's kind of like skill-oriented. Like, there was one guy...
I want to be a figure skater. I want to be a skateboarder.
And a coach comes, and the whole... It's like a high school-oriented kind of...
Yeah.
And they, like, come to your high school. And you do, like... There was one where it was a beatboxer. I'm going to tell you this. The beatboxing coach... in the show was my boyfriend's cousin at the time.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I did just beatbox for a second. I regret it. So I'm glad you guys didn't comment.
Steven Bowles.
I just wanted you guys to know that I regretted it as well, and I will never do it again.
We're gonna edit that out for sure. The beats were too hard. So yeah, so you say I want to be, I think they should bring that back, because there's a lot of teens out there who want to be like,
but they want to be like I feel
they
like an old
influencers.
Person. I'm like,
yeah.
They want to be YouTubers.
They
all
want to be YouTubers. That could actually be fun to watch, though. Forcing someone to be like Emma Chamberlain or something like that.
Yeah.
And they can't actually do it because it's actually a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And we all shit on YouTubers. I feel like forcing someone on a show to try to be an influencer would actually be very eye-opening.
That's true. Wow. They have to buy a lot of
get up. You have to do a PR haul. You have to do a Shein haul.
You need to know how to take a selfie properly.
Know how to take a selfie. Always be on. Yep. I think it would be very humbling for a lot of people.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. That's
yeah.
I would love to see it.
I was going to pick Real World, and then I realized that that's not fun anymore, because like I used to live with so many people, but I want to be on The Bachelorette.
Okay.
I want to have sex with everyone week one. So that's the amendment that
I cannot emphasize how much I support this because for a variety of reasons, my biggest qualm with the not having sex with people early on that show is then one of the bitches ends up being a virgin.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's
the final
four.
Like,
it's
always
too late.
Or something.
Late.
Like, I don't want... I want, so I want to have sex with all 20 contestants. I don't know.
And give me a week. It's a lot. Sometimes it's like 30.
I feel I feel like if things are revealed as well, like when you have sex with someone, like if a guy's a little like if he's a little shy or something, it's like, okay, get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, and then like if he's like strong, and you're like, and then like if he chokes you too much, you're like, maybe
exactly
we should
I have to say, sex has been a make or break way too many times for it to be the final
four in
this show.
And I only want like 15 high quality, rich men.
Yeah.
I really did think I was trying to combine every single reality show I ever love. And it's like being rich. I want athletes and I just want to have sex with everyone. So I think my version of The Bachelor. Yep.
Yeah.
I will say there's some guys on The Bachelor who I say, you're a small town fucking loser. Get him out of here. Exactly. I want rich guys.
Yeah. I know.
I don't want the project manager.
They never send in rich guys.
They never send rich guys.
No, they're all hot and dumb. But they're like, I want rich and dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like you could be a good pick on Millionaire Matchmaker too. I think you would have to be a millionaire for that. You could be one of the girls who the guys met. Yeah.
But I feel like they're all like kind of like old and they want like
they're old.
Like I don't know if I'm like the best person to be like, oh my god, yeah baby.
I've thought about the sugar daddy thing a million times, and the oldest I'll go is Andrew is 35. That's the oldest I'll go. And what show would you do?
Okay, reality show. So I actually did read the question wrong, but I will answer. So I thought we were supposed to make up our own reality show, and as you guys
know, you can do that.
Well, as you guys know, I think about making up reality shows almost every day.
Yeah.
So the first one that I've talked about on the show before is Cancel Camp, which is this needs to like get big now. Like I'm like, should I be calling? Like, is Bravo gonna pick this up?
While the names are fresh,
we need to make this happen. So Cancel Camp, you know how like cancel culture is happening, but like nothing really happens. People just tweet out an apology, and then
they disappear for six weeks, and then they come back.
And then they come back. I think we get all those people in a house and they have to go through Cancel Camp. And I'm talking Stassi from Vanderpump Rules. I'm talking Kristen Doty.
Oh,
I'm talking Rachel Kirkconnell from The Bachelor.
Chris Harrison.
I'm also talking Kelly Dodd from The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Justin Timberlake.
We can get anyone in there. And then they have to go through intensive training.
Wait,
like this meditation.
Is
like learning about other cultures.
Right.
They have to learn. Yeah. And
this is so good. Papa John's can be in there.
Papa John.
That's a good one.
Oh, Papa John. Yeah. They can fight with each other. Like, I'm not as racist as you, bitch. And then.
And you could have multiple seasons because it keeps happening.
Oh, it keeps happening.
It's never going to stop.
In the last one year, we have three seasons already.
I know.
In the books.
I don't even have a problem casting at this point. It's who I can't cast. I'm like.
I know. I'm like, is anyone clean?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Shane Gillis, you're not famous enough. Like, we got Louis C.K. in the Cancel Camp. Like, come on.
So would you be on the show? Have you been canceled before? I don't think I have.
I probably would not be eligible because I would think that probably people of color should teach the white people and not me.
I like that you're trying already not to get canceled.
I know.
Being like, well, I believe.
Right. I believe. I would love to have an appearance, of course, but maybe I'll just take a backseat in producing. So that's my one show.
You can always consult. You can be in the background.
I can always consult.
Do some of the writing.
Exactly. And then my second one. Okay, if I had to be on one, maybe I'll choose like Summer House.
I was actually thinking Summer House.
What is Summer House?
Oh, speaking of, all of us are going to the Hamptons this weekend, and you don't even know what the number one show based out of the Hampton is.
Oh my god, this is gonna be all day today.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
You have to go watch.
Yeah, obviously.
You could start with this. You could start any season.
You could watch them in reverse and it will not matter. It's just it's a house where people go to hang out in the summer.
It's a Bravo show.
What would you compare it to?
So it's pretty much a Bravo show that the plot is that the people are working during the week, but then on the weekends they go nuts.
Yeah.
So they're like young professionals.
It's like
so they're
Real World, but in the Hamptons.
In the Hamptons.
Exactly. So they're like, it's not that they're smart at all, but they like they're like working people, and then they like go into the Hamptons and just get like.
So it's a little bit more relatable for us.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I was also thinking something like Summer House, where I could be like chill in the house, but I have thought this many times. I think I would be bad in reality TV.
I'm not spicy enough.
I remove myself immediately when I hear someone raise their voice. Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't like to stir up conflict. I like everyone to get drunk and just chill.
Yes.
But I love to watch conflict.
Me too.
So I would love like a part where I'm just like, there's like a group of us that we're like, oh my God, did you see what's happening? And
yes.
I just don't want to be involved though. That's
but
like
then
my,
you can be the bone carrier where you're like, a mama said this about Maddie. Yes. And then you're really mad at her. You're not really mad at me for That's bringing true. It. It's like, I just spoke the truth. You said it on camera.
That is true. I was also thinking if I was in Reality House, I would be the gif maker.
Reality House?
So any sort of reality show, I would be like the gif, you know, like with the reaction gifs, memes and stuff.
Yeah.
I would be the girl who's like, like in the corner, like creating new like reaction memes, like,
oh hell yeah,
your face when the Taco Bell doesn't have Baja Blast, you know, like,
oh, you're already thinking about what the social media people are gonna do.
Yeah, you're like forever implanted in social media forever. Yeah, that's such a smart idea.
Like the one with the cat yelling at the woman at the salad.
Yes, that's Beverly Hills, right?
Yes, something like that. I would be like the straight man reactor. You know, like McKenna on last season of The Bachelor tried to be that. If you guys remember, she was always like
And then people share it like my mood.
Shut the fuck up.
If you make iconic faces.
She knew what she was doing. But I would like to be a low-key version of that. Like,
The reason I say Summer House is really, well, okay, so Cancel Camp is great, but then I kind of last minute picked Summer House, but that's because like you know how obsessed I am with like the housewives and stuff, but like I can't do that high level of drama. Like, that's a lot of work. With housewives, you have to remember what you say and like fight. You have to really be smart at fighting. And I feel like Summer House is more, you can be like, I was drunk, I apologize. Yeah. It's a little more low stakes drama.
The housewives, they're like, you said this about my husband. And they're like, I did not. If we pull up the tapes, I did not say that. And they're like, and word they're right. for word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you have to really remember with housewives. And then also it's like you have to, like your identity has to be so solid as a housewife. Yes. And my identity is all over the place. One week I like this thing, one week I, you know, like.
But what if you do like a housewives based on you being a sugar baby and that like just
sugar
sugar wife. Housewives of sugar. I don't one of those things.
Well,
that's true. A lot of them have old fucking husbands.
But like wheelchair level old. Like
really,
like,
Anna Nicole.
Like you guys are like, you can't fight too much because your husbands are all in wheelchairs, so you can't hurt
them. They should actually make that.
Sweet.
They should actually make a real sugar babies show.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I would love to audition, but I think I'd be the worst because I'd be like, I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to wear makeup. I don't want to.
I know.
That's the big thing with the reality. I really feel like I don't. I'm the same way as Stuart. I don't really have a clear identity, and I struggle with this every single day when I go on social media and I say I'm not anything. You know. Yeah. I feel like it's been very intriguing the last year to see like what pops off in terms of like identity.
Yeah.
And when on social media, if you are if you can say about yourself, I'm the girl who blah blah blah, you're set.
I know.
But I don't know.
I know. I'm so all over the place. Like, for example, like most of the time I'm like, I hate sports, and then I'm like coming in today talking about basketball, and then it's like,
like, who are you? And exactly. I have trust issues. I'm looking at you and saying, you don't like basketball. You just told me you did shrooms. I didn't know you did shrooms, you know.
Exactly.
I can't trust you.
Exactly.
But you know who I can trust? Sarah Cooper.
I swear to God.
I mean that in the nicest way.
She's got an identity. She really does.
Anyway, I have one more reality show, and if you guys have others, you can throw them in.
Okay.
I always wanted to be on something like The Hills.
Yes.
I want to be this fashion job. What is this job? Why does she always work for this woman?
Interning
this haggard
at the
woman.
Record label.
Audrina's at the record label. These girls have these jobs that were like unheard of.
But it was great though, because they were like, I'm working really hard.
I know.
I just like, I don't know, like Lauren doesn't. Yes. And just, it was so fun. There was also one dude in a band. Do you remember who that?
Of course.
Audrina's guy?
Justin Bobby.
Oh, no, Justin Bobby.
Justin Bobby. He had like an actual band. They had like that song Pumped Up Kicks. Is that
Foster the People?
Yes, he was on The Hills. One of them was on The Hills.
I really didn't
Justin Bobby is not in the Foster the People.
No.
That would be crazy. We would know that. But someone else, I think.
Someone else probably. Yes. Wow.
Or no, it was Laguna Beach. Maybe that's what it was.
Okay.
Because The Hills was that spinoff. Yeah, that's what I'm
Laguna
thinking
Laguna Beach
about.
Led into The Hills.
Yep,
Laguna
exactly.
Beach was fun, but I was like, I don't want to be in this in high school. That's like,
true.
That's looking
in
back,
high
that's
school,
pretty
it's
weird.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
How did
they all looked
just
hella old, though. That was...
What was it? Like, they, I think like, it was the style, because Lauren Conrad has those mom highlights.
Yeah.
That did not age well. Mm-hmm. All the headbands and cardigans and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Kristen Cavallari, that drama. Oh my god,
the Kristen stuff was crazy. She was also kind of a bitch.
Yeah, she's.
I still follow her to this day. I mean, yeah. I don't follow her, but there's so much drama happening with her and the Southern Charm cast. I don't know if you know about that. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Right.
I also love Southern Charm. I would be on that show.
Okay, I have actually never watched Southern Charm.
Seen a few episodes. I think that'd be a fun show.
I think
for
it'd
you.
Be yeah. really fun. Yeah.
Okay, one more other one that I would. That I wouldn't mind is a workplace based one, a la Below Deck.
Yes, where yes,
where you're working.
Yeah. Wait,
and below, they're just watching you work. And
I like that.
I would be like the one who's like always making fun of people and working hard.
I want to be the chef in that show because
okay,
they
cool.
like. I just want to like make some food, just get really fucked up and drunk. Yeah, that's a great show.
Below Deck is a great
yes.
Or like Vanderpump Rules, where they're like working, working, but then like not
something like that, where it's like not zoo animals. Like Jersey Shore is very like, let's see what they do.
Yep.
Yeah,
let's see what if Ronnie cheats on Sammy again, and
oh
it's
my
very
God,
like
I love that.
Below Deck is a little so higher good. Of an art.
I agree.
Yeah, Vanderpump Rules actually is close to Jersey Shore.
Yeah, right,
because they cheat on each other.
Yeah,
I did go to that restaurant when I went to LA, and I was like really excited, and everyone was like, why the fuck do you care? No one works there.
I care.
I was thrilled.
And Stuart and I dealt with this. I hate when people shame your excitement for something like
right?
that.
Oh,
we have a story. We went to a party in Staten Island, and happenstance Pete Davidson was dating Ariana Grande at the time.
And she was there.
That's so cool.
And we're not even trying to drop names.
We're not
right
even
here,
trying to drop names. She did not look our direction.
There were people there who were like, why are you freaking out? It's just a person.
Like, why
I said,
do you
bitch,
care?
That's the most famous person in the motherfucking world.
Why don't
and she's
you
beautiful
care?
And she's a fairy. Like,
yes. Also, like her music has gotten me through some things. So
some
I would love to
people,
be. Yes.
People do
yes.
this shit to me all the time. It doesn't matter if I'm. Obviously, I'm not obsessed with Ariana. Like, I'm not going to freak out or anything, but it's like. I'm still seeing someone in the flesh that I've only seen through millions of screens. It's like, I still get starstruck a little bit, even if it's someone I don't even like. Like you,
famous
even if it's
people
a
get starstruck.
Basketball player or
how
something.
How can you
like,
stand there and be like, "What's the big deal?
Exactly.
What's the big deal? She has 300 fucking million followers on Instagram.
You can write 34-35. That's a great song.
Yeah, yeah. and the remix on top of that.
And the remix.
What the fuck off.
No, I don't like people like that. Also, it's like, dude, like celebrities get starstruck all the fucking time. Like you think you're better.
Yeah,
than
exactly.
That? Like absolutely not. I will
agree.
Be super excited over little shit. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Watch Mila Kunis meet Meryl Streep and see what happens.
I 100% agree. Well, that actually brings us to our next segment. We're talking about celebs today. Let's move on to celeb status. Okay, so this is actually a new segment. I don't know if it's going to work out, but I took some celebrity news.
Okay.
And I wrote it as if I'm the celebrity writing like an Instagram or a Facebook post. Okay. And you guys have to guess which celebrity I am.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You might know the news. You might not. Hopefully it's comedic enough. Let's do number
one. I love
one.
This idea, by the way.
Okay, cool. I think you'll probably know all of them, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay. This is an Instagram post. All right.
Okay.
Huge announcement for my gays and girls. I'm teaming up with girl boss Chrissy Teigen to launch my plant-based home cleaning line safely. Use code OVERPRICEDGARBAGE for 10% off.
Who is teaming up with Chrissy Teigen?
Oh
okay,
God.
They were...
Oh,
okay.
Is it
I
one of the guys
this.
From
I
Queer Eye?
This.
Not one of the guys from Queer Eye.
Okay.
I know this. I watched them like posting with each other.
Yep.
I literally watched this video. Oh, but
and
I hate...
And the video is so bad.
I watched this video. Oh, Martha Stewart.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, but like the LA Martha Stewart. Think a little bit more matronly.
Okay, matronly. Okay, okay.
I'm like
okay.
just looking at you. I'm like, you got this.
Oh, I got this. I
you
got
this.
I got this. Okay, I'm sweating. Okay. Matronly. It is an Oprah?
No. I'll give you one more and then I'll
one
let
more
you know
guess.
Who's teaming up with Chrissy Teigen
can,
for a plant-based home cleaning line called
Stewart
Safely.
Can Stewart have another clue? Because I'm out.
Yeah, I want one more clue.
Brown hair.
What? How do I not know this?
The answer is Kris Jenner.
Yes. I watched this freaking video.
That makes so much sense because they're friends. They
love each other.
Those fucking tan bitches over there with the plastic surgery.
She slaps her in the video.
I did not understand that, first of all. So there's a video, for those who haven't seen, Kris Jenner is releasing a plant-based cleaning product line with Chrissy Teigen, aka We Want More Money. And
I'm so embarrassed I didn't get
there. Was a promo. It was only recent. It was announced like today, I think. And
no, but I watched the video of her slapping. I should have known.
No, it's well now.
Are
we know.
You like a big fan of the Kardashians? Because then I feel like you should have known. It's okay.
I'm not. I'm going to watch this.
She's brought into more since, you know. So the video promoting it was like Chrissy Teigen leaning into her dumbassness. And then she wonders why we call her stupid on Twitter.
I know.
Like, they created her a character that was like, I have an idea. It's a cone around your head that collects crumbs. And Kris Jenner is the straight man who's like, that's made for dogs, Chrissy. And Chrissy's like, And then she wonders why we all are like, you're dumb. You're
a joke. It's like, clearly the person that wrote this was like, okay, so you'll be dumb.
Yes.
And Chrissy Teigen has like created her own reality show on Twitter.
She really has. It's crazy.
It's bad.
We could talk about it all day. We can't even go down that road.
I agree.
I got to mute her. Mute her name. Mute everything.
I think I've muted her too because she never pops up for me. Yeah. And then the only way I know she's in a scandal if I see a tweet about her.
Or trending. That's trending.
But it's every day. Every day she's digging holes. I'm so sick of her.
I'm sick of her social media shit.
Yeah,
Shut up with your lowercase captions as if you're one of us. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. So they have a plant-based cleaning line coming out called Safely. Jessica Alba did it. Leave it alone. You guys have so much money. Who's gonna buy this?
No, I think people should boycott it.
I don't love it when I don't love it when the Kardashians really truly show us that they're just spinning and spinning out brands. It's like Kris Jenner came out with like a skincare brand, and it's like, who on this earth really believes that Kris Jenner uses the product that she made cheaply? Like, I don't believe that. She uses La Mer. I hate that.
And I think you and I talked about this, is when these fucking celebrities come out with skincare lines, it's like, you did not research what's the best skin product for your following.
I know.
And now these people are about to buy chemicals for their skin.
J-Lo when they should just said be using olive Cetaphil. Oil was the reason her skin looked amazing.
She does plastics.
You have Botox daily, bitch.
Daily. There's no way.
Do not even.
Don't get me started. Okay, so I want to hear the next
one. I'm done with Safely. Okay, so the next one says... So the next one is a notes app note. Okay, so it says, hi, I would like to address some rumors that you may have heard about me. All of these women are lying, even the ones with screenshots and other forms of incredibly usable evidence. Do I look like the kind of person to hurt a woman?
I know.
I do. I do? Shit. Who is it?
Do you know?
I was going to say, is it Chris...
No. No. I actually, it's
oh
not.
Oh, my God,
it's,
no.
That's a good one, but it's actually Thomas Middleditch.
Not Thomas Middleditch.
Okay. What?
No. I have a story about him.
Oh, it's another comedian that raised women.
So, it's not Thomas Middleditch. However, if you guys watch Silicon Valley, you know that one of the cast members is under fire this week for being rude to people at a goth strip bar of something.
I've also just heard he's a...
I've heard a lot.
Swinger,
I've heard a lot of things, yeah.
Swinger, etc. I heard a lot. These fucking ugly dudes.
Yep.
It's always the skinny ones.
Don't give ugly men money.
Yeah.
100%.
Or power.
It's a little bit too late, but...
Those are the ones that really want it the most.
I know. So, the line that said, the women are lying, even the ones with screenshots. Think about screenshots and usable evidence. Someone recently, like in the past week. It's been like a couple months, kind of ongoing thing. But within
What's his name?
Armie Hammer.
Okay.
So we're talking Armie Hammer. So he's been in the news for a couple months now. First of all, the cannibal thing came out. That was the first thing, and then last week a woman said.
He raped her for hours.
Most violently sexually assaulted her for like hours.
Oof.
And she said she thought she was going to die.
Oh my God.
Not really the most lighthearted topic to bring to the pod. I just realized that. No, there's really no way to banter about that.
Well, but, I heard he's like an actual serial killer.
That's what the rumors were saying.
That's a rumor. There were bones found by the constructions. The bones.
People were talking bones, and now I think with this one coming out, that's like...
He's definitely going to have like an HBO like documentary like years from now that's like he was like... involved in like the murder of like several women.
My question is, why does a documentary always come years later? Woody Allen is 3 years from death. Why couldn't we do the documentary and Armie Hammer will be a couple years from death when they're like, and here's what Armie did. Bitch, bring it out now.
Yeah, I want to see it now.
Yeah. Woody Allen's in a fucking wheelchair. But I guess we already all knew this information, but the people who didn't know are now knowing.
Yeah, but still, it's like, I want them to be punished, right now.
No.
And he's going to be fine. He's going to be in a movie in like 2 years.
Unless
the bones.
I will say his case resides on the bones.
Yeah.
I obviously do not wish for women to have died.
No.
But I do, that would be the craziest thing to ever. That would be crazier than OJ. If Armie Hammer was a serial killer.
Your excitement is also my excitement where I'm like, I'm not bordering. Like, I want everyone to be safe and good.
I really want everyone to be happy. But
exactly. But I also, we haven't had drama like this.
It would be a media circus.
It really would.
And then I would be at the front row of.
All eyes on me in the center of a ring, just like a circus. I will say this is the craziest celebrity gossip I've ever heard. Anytime I hear cheating, I'm bored. I don't give a fuck about anyone. But you talk about bones. You talk about what this guy.
Bones.
We talk about bones on CBS.
How many times has someone actually talked about bones? Though, like he is no one his status has been accused of something this like
bad.
This. I hate that I'm so excited about this.
I know,
because it's
too.
So evil and it's shit. But I'm like, oh man, like it is.
It's
I'm not saying I'll be happy. I'm just saying it's going to be interesting.
It will be validating. It will be validating.
To never work again. So I think that's where my
think this is might be very bad enough for him to never work again, but I will say he's incredibly rich.
Yeah.
So
outside of the acting.
Yes. Yeah. And with the woman, I don't think she's publicly, I have to read into it more, but I think this might look pretty bad for him.
Yeah.
And they're doing an investigation, and I believe she has screenshots and texts, and her representative is Gloria Allred. And if you guys know, she's like the most famous female lawyer.
Yeah.
And she... like blah blah blah, me too, blah blah blah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, his publicist I think dropped him, so I think that's a huge sign, because they never.
That's
they
huge.
Never.
When something happens and a scandal happens, publicists love it. Yep. They're like, I will twist this around. Yep. Do not you worry, but you cannot twist around bones.
No.
Bones. Wait, that publicist. Someone tweeted like, if you think you have a hard day, like this one woman is the publicist.
Yeah.
She's also the publicist. Speaking of bones, of Azalea Banks.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Two people,
never
and someone else.
That's a
crazy
bad agency to, maybe it's not, but
I know
they
right?
might be great.
That's
if
true.
They've kept
that's
it
true.
If they've kept it down right, for this far for this long.
I would like to say something. Anytime I'm like, I'm not, my agent, my team thinks I'm not like gonna go far, I'm like, well, at least I'm not under the ringer. I'm not under the radar for bones. Or even a tweet scandal.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I got a clean slate. I'm boring, but I got a clean slate. That's all I'm gonna say.
No bones here.
Wow,
I think that's like a really good title for the documentary too. Just bones.
Bones.
You should narrate it. Just say bones. Oh, that would be really great.
I would love to. Okay. I'll take a voiceover class for it. How does that sound? Okay, I got one more.
Okay.
This is gonna be super obvious, I think. These were too easy, but it's okay. Okay. This is a Facebook status.
Okay.
Popping on here to say my ex-fiance, whatever, and I are not over.
Jay.
Stop spreading rumors and mind your business. Marriage is a huge commitment that should not be taken lightly. His words, not mine.
J-Lo.
And A-Rod. Too easy. We all saw it coming. He is a serial cheater.
And she is a serial dater.
She always...
I read a rumor that they had someone come to give them the vaccine within like a week of the vaccine coming out at their estate in LA.
Oh, I'm not surprised. There's a lot of rich people who are paying.
I would do that.
Absolutely.
Easily.
I would be like, give me two doses today. Yes. And they're like, ma'am, we can't. I'm like, now.
Now. Put it in my fucking butt, you know?
Put one here, one there.
And I also think they got the vaccine and they said, okay, we're done, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they were probably staying together for the core. like a lot of us are. No. Yeah. but I think like it's probably gonna be over. The cutting off the engagement thing, they always do that. They say the engagement and then like a month later it's fully off.
Yeah. And he embarrassed her. I know exactly what happened. He really embarrassed her.
Wait, how?
It's a whole thing, but he did have relations with a girl in Southern Charm, and I don't think they actually banged, but even the fact that the rumor was out there, it's like, why are we talking about Southern Charm when J-Lo is involved? Yeah. Like, that's embarrassing. Yep. And he was following, like, young fitness blondes on Instagram, like, random
he
girls.
He loves, like, bodybuilding blondes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Damn, okay.
He loves, like, her blonde hair recently, too, because she was,
I know. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know. Wow. Isn't that weird? Like, he really has a type of, like, white
then just
fitness
go
blonde.
For that type.
Yeah.
But it's like, then how's J-Lo supposed to feel? It's like, she's literally the hottest woman in the world, and you're still liking photos of...
It's like when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Exactly. Like, there's no...
Throughout the history of time, men have been cheating on Cleopatra. Yes. Men have been cheating on Mary, the Virgin Mary. I was watching the Audrey Hepburn documentary, and her husband cheated on her like 200 times in Italy. And
was he famous? Because I have a theory that like if you're with a famous dude, they'll do
game
it,
over.
Yeah,
that's why he was not famous. Okay. He was Italian, so it's similar.
Oh, that's true.
I also think that men don't like women in power, really. No. I'm not even trying to be like rude. I actually don't think they're attracted to that. Yeah. So like they want a woman that's like not even as like men cheat down.
Under,
you know what I mean?
Under 10K on Instagram.
Okay, yeah. That's me.
No, like under like
famous people. It's like, well, I'm going to pivot.
If you were a fitness blonde, Mama, it would be over.
It would be over for you. I agree.
This is going to be my goal. Yeah. It's just to be a fitness blonde. Whole new personality.
New hair color.
Yeah, new voice, all of it.
Yes. I'll do it with you.
I 100% agree. I really feel like they get discomforted with Bill Clinton.
Oh, Bill Clinton, you have Hillary, like
Bill Clinton,
Monica?
Who I think is probably gay, but
yes, true. But I think Bill Clinton would also just fuck anyone. Like
me too.
If he could fuck like the Queen of England, like he would absolutely go for it.
Bill Clinton is not gay, Maddie. Okay, I'm just talking about
Hillary Clinton. She's gay.
Hillary Clinton.
She's gay. Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton plays a saxophone. He is not gay. Trust me on this one.
I did date a guy who played a saxophone though, and it was the worst.
Oh, you dated a saxophone player.
He like busted it out one time. And I was like, oh my god, you think this is attractive? But I did such low self-esteem, so it's fine.
You were like,
yeah,
okay.
I was like 23.
The number of musical instruments I have tolerated because of my low self-esteem. We're talking the bongos, the triangle, saxophones, trumpets, trombone,
tambourine. That was a weird one.
Singing, the vocals. No. We're done here. And do not even start with the acoustic guitar.
But if you are a famous person in a band who wants to go on, like, you know, cheat on their significant other, and
we're open. Know.
Yeah, we're open.
It's weird. Like, I hate,
I would have sex
with John Mayer, but if you have a guitar in your room, I will leave immediately.
Yeah,
that's where my music standards are. Yeah. And you know, they put that guitar out before you got there.
I think at this point, I'm also like 31. So it's like, I'm at no way. Like, no fucking. If you play the guitar, like, I'm dating guys in their mid 30s, I'm concerned. Like,
no.
Like, are you still in a fucking band? Because we have to
talk.
What's
the deal?
I could be a comedian, but you can't be
in a band. You can't be in a band. No.
I have more faith in myself than you and your band.
Yes. Yeah.
As I'm dating someone in a band.
Oh!
Sleeping with, so it's not really dating.
He's gonna hear this and say dating.
He's in Foster the People. He was in the Hills.
Full circle, so my new reality show would be.
I see what's going on here. Well, those are our three celeb statuses. There was some other celebrity news this week, but I couldn't bring it into a status without... Because, you know, like Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Wait. I was going to do that, but she made her own status. She's asking people to donate to her makeup artist, GoFundMe for surgery. Literally.
$60,000.
Fuck the motherfucking fuck off.
Yeah. She bought her daughter, a bag for $150,000? Yeah. Like something insane.
I think she paid him a lot of money, but like, yeah, just don't make the post.
You can also quietly ask people to donate.
Yeah. Do the Lady Gaga thing. I think she like paid for her dog walker. Oh. So did she know? I don't know.
No. I'm saying I wish I was that fucking dog walker.
Okay, okay.
And no, I wasn't. I don't, because I would have ran and left the dogs.
Right.
He like literally covered the dogs with his body.
But I think she paid for all of his shit.
Wow.
Oh, he might have generational wealth for life because
of
that.
Cool, yeah.
Dude.
He might. I don't know.
I haven't looked
at the contract.
The dogs.
But I think she's going to take care of him and his
right
brethren.
Yeah. If I was him, I would have ran. I would have just run away. But whatever. All right. Well, that's our second segment, celeb status. And let's get into our topics. Okay. So up top, we're talking the Kardashians. Let's step away from the celebs for a second.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry, I've been going celeb heavy.
Do not be sorry.
I love celebrity
gossip. I also made it a celeb heavy pod. Do not be sorry at all. But let's talk about us for a second. Yes. Okay, so alcohol prices, or not prices, alcohol sales have soared in the past year. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Have you guys been drinking during the court? I'm going to say personally, me, not so much. I have been on a cleanse.
And it shows. You look amazing.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. For me,
so
it's
you,
like,
even if you have been.
I took like just a week off. And so that's okay. What you're seeing.
You're but glowing.
If you saw me last week, it would have been.
Yes.
No.
For me, I prefer a social drink. I like to black out at a party with my friend. Alone in quarantine, I'm not wasting my calories on that. I've also been eating a lot. So it's like, I can't add.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If I'm going to comfort myself, it's going to be with food.
Yeah.
That's been my choice.
Mine's gone in waves. Mm-hmm. So, like, at the beginning of the pandemic, I, like, blacked out for the first, like, 3 weeks. Because I was like, it's a snow day. And, like, I blacked out on wine every night. And then I was like, ew, I hate waking up hungover and then just, like, walking into my kitchen. You know what I mean? When you're hungover, you kind of need to be, like, out with friends, like, just to shake it up.
I honestly sometimes need, like, you have to go to work in 10 minutes.
You
need that. When you're in quarantine and then you're stuck with your... That's the other thing is why I can't drink, because I'm stuck with my thoughts all day.
The anxiety from the hangover. Yep.
The distraction from the hangover is what helps drinking.
Yes. And you're kind of in a goofy mood. Yes. And you're like shopping and you're like, what is life?
You're literally so drunk, eating a bagel. But when you have the whole day of sitting
in your house,
no.
And bagel post hangover was my favorite, but then I was drinking so much and I was like, this isn't fun. This is just causing me to gain weight.
We can't do it every day. It's like, oh my God.
Yes, because you're also not getting your steps in. So you're drinking, and I have a McDonald's right fucking there. I will be hungover, eat 3 Big Macs, and then what? I don't step that off.
Exactly.
There's no blood
like
flow.
No. Exactly. Yeah. So then I stopped drinking for like maybe 2-ish months, and then I was also like in a wedding, so I was like, I got a little caught. So I stopped drinking for maybe 2 months. Yes. And then went to Arkansas, binge drank again, then stopped drinking for a little bit, then Christmas came, binge drinking all through Christmas, and then I was really gonna do dry January, and then the insurrection happened, and I thought,
that's the day.
The insurrection is the reason.
I was so, until January 6th, I was so good.
And then, the coup.
5 days.
The coup.
Yes.
And then when the coup happened, I swear to God, I haven't stopped drinking since the coup.
Wow.
Yes. What?
We had a similar wave. But
Yes.
It was the insurrection that I was like, great, nothing matters.
I will also use like world events that kind of don't affect me and be like, I need to drink.
Absolutely.
Our capital is under a meltdown and I'm like watching it from the comfort of my home.
It was really just like the absurdity, like, so nothing matters and literally anything can happen.
Yeah. I think that was very like, I think after the pre-coup, people were still holding on. They're like, no, I'm going back to my job and I will look forward to my, after the coup, it was like, this is all
and that's when I was
facade.
Like, exactly. That's when I was like, give me 2 weeks before the world opens up to go on a little cleanse, and then
that's how
I'm just going to keep drinking until then.
100%. Yeah. That's how I feel about like eating. I'm like, give me the 2-week notice, then I'll do a little sugar cleanse. But until now, I need my comforts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Also, in the beginning of the pandemic, they were like, oh, something's going to happen to beer. So I remember, because they were like something.
I remember.
There was some sort of story. They were like, beer might run out. And at that point, I think it was April. And I was like, this is never going to end. So I went and I got so much fucking beer and put it.
Gosh.
My room, and at the time I was living with 3 people, and I was like, I would share anything but this.
Yeah,
and every day I would just take one.
You're like the everyone else was running for the Clorox wipes and had all the beer.
I had two giant cases in my room because I was like, if this fucking runs out, what am I gonna do?
Wait, I did not remember the beer run out drama.
This is the news that was like directed towards me.
Yeah.
Like the internet was like, oh my God, look.
Yeah, if it had been wine, my white ass would have been like,
totally. You would have been on Drizzly, right? I remember the beer thing. I remember the toilet paper thing too. It was like the news we were getting at that time. was so fucking whack. 1 week, don't wear a mask. The next week, wear a mask. Then a week later, no, do not buy a mask. It will take away from the healthcare worker. Oh my God,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't think my bodega mask is taking away from the healthcare worker.
Oh my God, I remember that. Like, don't wear a mask.
And then, like, the scarves, they were like, don't wear scarves now. Now there's masks.
You can't wear a bandana.
And all the boys who were, like, so, like, thought they were so cool with the bandanas, like, had, like, a real identity shift after that.
Oh, yeah, the Brooklyn boys.
Because the bandana is a triangle. Like this, it's cloth, and there's air coming out under it. And I said, I also said, you look like a bandit. Please take that off. Yeah. I will not communicate with you if you're wearing a bandana over your mouth. Boom, got him.
Wait, I love how you picked this segment, and you're like, well, I haven't really drinking this year. And then you're like, you two have.
We have. My went to, so I went to I go get my blood pressure.
No, I mean it more me.
But no,
I mean, she bought all the beer. And
I did.
The reports came out after you bought all the beer.
They're like, something's happened. It's like, I don't know what fucking here. It's like the guy with all the hand sanitizer in his garage. I had all the beer. And I was like, no one's fucking touching this shit.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
I went to go get my blood pressure checked, though, during like a COVID test in December. And he was like, holy shit, this is really bad. It was, and I was like, oh. And he's like, are you just nervous? And I was, because every fucking week.
Yeah, because you're so hot.
He was really hot, though. He really was. Yeah,
okay, that was like, your opening. Yeah, are you nervous? It's like around you,
But I really, I was like, my roommate has COVID, I think. I'm not sure. And then after that, I was like, wow, like, what if I die as like, you know, Biden just got, like all these things where I was like, maybe things are going to turn around. So I was like, I don't want to die yet.
You don't want
to die. So then I took that from December to January 6th off.
That's good, though.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
And New Year's Eve didn't count. I didn't
New Year's Eve, I was downing like quarters, but like right into my bloodstream. That does not count. Yep. Birthdays, New Year's Eve, and Halloween don't count, opinion. But I do think a cleanse can really help.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking doctor is like, if you take 2 days off smoking, your health will turn around. That too, is you can turn your health around in like a day.
A day.
Exactly. With 1 day cleanse. I'm like, so why would I do it now?
I know.
Why do I could do it in April?
Yes. When you say, okay, in a month, we're going to the beach. I'm like, okay, I'll be ready then.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend. That's what my plan.
Yeah. And it's far enough away where you're like, okay, anything going on down here, I can fix by
then. Exactly.
Hopefully. And even if I don't fix it, I don't care because I'll be blackout.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I had only a few instances of heavy drinking this last year. One was on my birthday, blacked the fuck out. Okay.
As you should.
Halloween, unexpectedly blacked out.
Yeah. We got dressed as a chicken wing.
Yeah, I was dressed as a chicken wing, got accidentally lit. Accidentally lit. And I think it was like the first like party. It wasn't inside, it was outside. Yeah, yeah. It was behind that bodega. In Brooklyn, that bodega? Yes,
yeah, yeah. The show.
What's it even called?
I don't know, but that bodega
Kevin
guy
O'Brien
is wild.
Show, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yep.
There's a bodega in Brooklyn, and they have a backyard, and I went to a Halloween party there, and I just got twisted as hell.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next day, and then I had to sit in my home with that hangover, feeling like a fat piece of fucking... And my anxiety is, like, through the roof when I'm hungover.
Yeah, me too. It's it makes it so bad.
Like, suicidal. I don't want to be dramatic, but it's like not suicidal, but more just like, what the fuck is wrong? Worse than suicidal. Yeah. Like, who are you?
It's like you'll kill someone.
Yeah, I'll kill him. Yeah, it's bad. I
get the same way. I get like insanely depressed, and sometimes I add coke, and then I get even worse.
Yeah, no.
And then it is like I'm just like sitting there, and I'm like, I like deserve death.
Yeah, I accidentally had been there last weekend, and it was really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah,
it's really bad. And then because you're hungover, you eat a lot, and so the next day you are still hungover, and you also are like, oh no, I'm fat.
Yeah, and then you're fat and hungry.
What the? Yeah, and hungry.
And your skin, like my skin, breaks out. That's like another thing where I'm just like, ugh.
My skin just looks gray. Yes. I'm not even kidding you.
I
swear, it looks gray.
Like all the nutrients are just gone.
What is? I get my like capillary show and every part of it's very disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, so the article also said that it was like the alcohol sales have soared over the past year, but will the hangover be bad? AKA, do they think the alcohol sales will drop off? My theory, no, not at all.
Once it's especially summer, right, I'm gonna be wilding out.
Yeah,
people
we're heading to like the new like roaring 20s. Hopefully, like there's no way shit's slowing down.
No, people aren't slowing down.
No,
I think.
Liver disease is apparently also up.
Good.
That would make sense.
Our livers, my liver's ready. It's on. It's in the wings, ready to go. No, I think it's going to be soaring. Yeah.
And I really think this year, I don't mean to get sappy, but if it has done one thing, because this year's been the worst and it has done horrible things, but if it has done one thing, it has taught me like kind of to stop caring as much.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like have the drink, like 20s vibes, like drink the drinks, do the whatever, like
do whatever you want.
Don't buy Plantly from Chrissy Teigen and Kris Jenner.
Do not buy Safely products. Safely. And also, you're doing this at the end of the pandemic. You could have capitalized on this pandemic a year ago to moms across the country.
Right?
Like people would have
rich moms, especially.
That, they would have
eaten
that up. Now people don't even wash their hands anymore. I got the vaccine. I'm taking a shit. I'm eating my. You know,
I don't even wash my hands. I just look.
I don't want any cleaning products in my house after this. I don't want water only. So
I don't want to see hand sanitizer for years.
No, I can't. I don't even put it on anymore.
The smell of it is like those early. I remember the early like pre-lockdown times when you're like, I can control it if I just do my own part.
Yes,
and you would see other people and put the hand sanitizer on, and you'd be like, if everyone just distances, we won't have to. Yeah. It's so ineffective.
I saw a guy on the train today, no mask. I didn't even say anything. I was like, I was like, cool. I didn't even notice.
It's the same thing. It's the same kind of guy who will sexually harass you.
That's true. Yeah.
And you're still going to be like,
I couldn't believe, like, I couldn't even know. I didn't even notice until he finally got off. And I was like, oh, that guy didn't even wear a mask. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is weird how you're like, oh, I forgot.
I was like such a prude. And I was like, so like judgy about like my guy friends, like hooking up with people. And I was like, wow. In the early stages of the pandemic, and then over the summer, I was like,
you're like, no.
Fuck. I got
yes,
I got gonorrhea. Like,
I'll go anywhere.
Hell yes!
Like, oh, like,
I wasn't even working.
Yeah. Like, you're like, can I get tested? And they're like, for COVID. You're like, no.
I did get the. I was like, I was so nervous. I was like, I need COVID and everything else. And she was like, well, COVID's negative, but but that's like this summer. Wow, I'm like scared about what that's gonna.
Oh, it's gonna be bad. Yeah, it's like, gonna be it's gonna be like
people are gonna be in. Alleys Midsommar. Banging each other. It's gonna be Midsommar.
Oh my god!
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
And okay, so we got the alcohol. Now rich people are purchasing stuff. I don't know what an NFT is. It seems just like an internet image that you only have. People just like to say they bought it. You ever go to like a rich guy's house and he's like, "That's mine." I mean, they just have stuff upon stuff.
I thought for a second it was like NDA where it was like, yeah, rich people make you sign that shit all the time.
I know they do. Yeah. No, NFT, it's like it's like an image that only exists on online or something. Ooh. It's like a gift that costs like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What?
That's what the new auctioning thing is.
NFT. I've got to Google this later. Yeah. I'm obsessed with rich people things.
I know. And so it used to be like art, and now the art is moving to digital stuff. Kind of Bitcoin-ish, you know? Like, I don't know how long this kind of stuff will last. But my question for you guys is, have you ever bought anything that was like last chance that you paid more for? The only example I can think of is when I want stuff on Amazon and they raised the price. Like, I bought like protein pancakes for like $40 a box because I was like, I really want these. But that's the only thing. That's the only thing I ever bought. That was like auctioned-esque.
So I have something really embarrassing.
Okay.
This one's bad. So as I said before, I'm obsessed with the Housewives.
Yes.
And it's kind of ironic and then secretly not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna, who is my favorite Housewife, came out with a lip kit this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like going to buy it like as a joke. Clearly I'm wearing it today.
So funny. Everything I do is as a joke, just let everyone know.
And I was gonna buy like dropped the product.
Yeah.
I set an alarm on my phone, like got on, like bought like four, like for one for Christmas for my sister, like one for my friends, like for Christmas, and then one for me. And I like bought it, like I literally set an alarm and like bought it really quick, and then like it didn't sell out.
Oh, that okay. Well,
like it was still like she's doing promotion, like she's giving them away at this point. Like no one else bought it, and I'm like,
oh my god,
I'm so fucking embarrassed. I literally set an alarm on my phone to like get this product. I thought for sure it would sell out.
Yeah,
did not sell out, and now I'm like, I'm embarrassed. I wear it to work, and someone was like, I love your lip color. Yeah. I lied. I said it was Tarte. I couldn't tell her I was seriously buying Lisa Rinna products.
Right.
Like, they didn't even sell out. I thought it was going to be like the Kylie lip kit.
Right.
Well, maybe you're like her number one supporter. Like, you bought all the lip kits, like, for that.
I know. You can get a shout out.
They're like doing deals now. You know when a company is doing bad when they're like,
80%
now we're 40% off.
off.
It's like, okay, 80% off. Like, you're like, oh shit, nasty gal. What's going on?
It's so true. I will say, bad. I do think anytime something sells out rapidly, it's PR. I think it's very fake. I do think the Kylie lip kit thing is fake. I'm going to throw that out there.
I think that that's what they do, though. And they only make, they don't make enough.
That's
so
true.
That then it's exclusive.
Or they really just lie.
Or they lie. It's like when you when I'm booking a show, I'm like, only a couple tickets left for the show. There's 100 tickets.
There's millions
out
of tickets
100 left.
Over the summer, even as things were selling out, I was like, yeah, there's like a few tickets. But I was like, no, there's not.
You always go to those shows too. Yeah. You're like, okay, I got to get my ticket. Yep. And then you show up and it's like, I bought the last ticket. Yep. And then you look around, you're the only person in the front
row.
They're
like, can you
sit in the front? Yes, totally.
I was like, do you want to buy one now?
Yes. Dude, we're all faking it.
Yeah.
We're
all faking
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, I'm reviewing my own podcast. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, hell yeah. I sent mine to family. I'm like, hey, guys, can you just leave a fucking review?
I have to get to 10. Help me. Yeah. I don't think I've ever. Okay, so I like that story.
That was bad. Yeah. And I bought a ton of stupid shit. Like, why am I shopping? I'm not going anywhere.
I bought a lot of stupid shit. Dude. Like, a lot. But I don't think I've gotten something that was like, oh my God, like, this is one of a kind. Maybe I have.
I will say
the beer.
The beer?
Wait, the beer.
Yeah. Yes.
Limited edition.
Wait, and I did get some craft beer in there, too.
Yep.
Because I was like, if beer's going to run out, I'm not just going to drink some shit.
You got limited edition.
It's you beer. Became a distributor.
I did.
Yeah. You became a distributor. I will say I did just buy a new pair of sneakers and they're like green Air Force Ones, and after I bought them it said they were sold out.
That's cool.
I know, I was like, I'm gonna see some hot girls in New York and they're gonna be pissed that I'm wearing the same shoes as them, because they're gonna be like, why is she wearing our
why
Nikes?
Is she wearing those?
Yes,
but those do sell out. Those sell out like this.
They
so that's
do.
Like,
I felt like I was randomly was in my email and I was like, I guess I'll see what Nordstrom has now, and that was in there and I was like, I'm not even thinking about this. And then so I think I'm going to see some like influencer girls at like a New York Comedy Club show, and they'll be like,
it's going to be great.
I know. So excited to humble them. I don't think I've ever rich people love to spend. I mean, this whole year has like every day I wake up, I'm like, what am I going to buy today?
I know.
That's it.
I did do something stupid where in September I was like just so upset about a boy.
Yeah,
which like don't be like it's so
don't,
stupid.
No men,
no never. Plus, no like men. He doesn't even wear real shoes. This is a whole other story. But
Do they look like,
went
is
to
it the shoes that look like feet?
Kind of. Yeah.
Really?
So I'm just embarrassed.
He wears the shoes that look like feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, like the like. Yeah. Yeah.
Never be heartbroken over a guy who wears.
Those
shoes
are really like, embarrassing.
Yeah. Those are bad.
Those but are really.
I like wanted to get away, and then my friend who lives in Boston was like, "Just come to me," and he was like, "You can stay with me," but I was like, "I don't know, COVID." And he was like, "Dude, like we don't like." There's people in and out of the house. Yeah. Like, you'll be fine. Just come stay. And I, like, booked a really expensive Airbnb because I was like, this is, like, just for me to, like, splurge on. And then I slept with my friend, so I stayed at his place the whole time. So it was just, like,
Like, why did I book that Airbnb?
Exactly. So now it's, like, just don't, like, but it was so much money for that week. And it was not.
Especially in Boston.
It was a lot.
Dude, there's some Airbnbs out there that I'm, like, I would rather stay at the Marriott. Like, what the fuck?
But I felt like a rich person. I was like, oh my God, okay, why
not? Like, I'm not even
heartbroken over a man who wears feet shoes or whatever.
What are those even called?
I don't know.
Grippies?
I don't know.
So embarrassing for me.
They're horrifying.
It's bad. I remember when those became a thing.
Yeah.
They're horrifying.
He rock climbed.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, horrible.
Hate.
Awful.
Yeah.
Those rock climbers will break you in fucking half.
Like
you cannot trust
them. He has like
them.
The beard too.
No.
Like the scruffy, like,
no.
It's like he converted to Islam, like kind of beard. It's
no. Like yeah, like no. The, not that. Yeah, have you ever seen Free Solo?
Of course.
The way
I
he
have.
Treated that woman, yes. I never looked at a rock climber the same.
She was like, he loves me. He just doesn't say it. And I was like, no,
no he doesn't.
It.
He literally hates
me. She was like, do you love me? And he was just like, oh no, I love rock climbing.
Dude, I cannot emphasize how easy men are to navigate when they like you. And if they don't, you can just push them to the side.
Yeah.
If I could tell my college and post college self one thing is push them to the side if they're not giving it.
Yeah.
Because once you get with a guy who you're like, oh, you're very straightforward.
The one thing there's you can no tell yourself that is such a good it's not believe in myself, it's not start comedy, also
push
that
push.
Dude, don't be a doctor
right. It would literally be stop fucking wasting your time. If they want it, they want it,
exactly,
and they will pile over each other for you if they like you. Yeah.
And if you just reject them, they like it. It's so crazy.
Also, they all come back no matter what.
They always
come back. Yep.
You think you're like, I have to hang out with him tonight because he's not coming back. Nope. They always come.
They
to
come
fuck
back years fucking
years.
Later.
I'm getting messages from they guys I fucked in high school. They're like, looks like you're crushing it, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome though. Like that would be like
it a is great, like yeah, redemption. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you ghosted me and it hurt me a lot. And that's why I am doing what. That's like my only motivation is spite.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my god.
Everything I do, I'm like, I want someone.
I will fucking make up an argument in my head for spite. Yeah, that's how I will succeed.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, there's nothing real in my head like of an enemy, but I'll create some enemies.
Oh, I'll create something. Yeah. I'm creating stuff with cashiers.
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, oh, you have a problem with me?
Grudges.
Okay, well, here's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, and my then boss, like, yep, everyone. My
bosses, yep. Easily. okay, so last topic. We are a little bit later in the pod. How do we feel about the Kardashians ending? I think it's a healthy time to end.
I think they're gonna start other spinoff shows. Yeah. I don't think they're ever gonna actually. And they have a deal with Hulu.
I know.
Yeah. Oh. So I don't actually think they're ending. But
the end of a certain era.
Exactly. A certain era.
The Keeping Up did change over the years. When it first started, it was very fun and funny.
Yeah,
it was like just these rich girls, and they wore.
Well, Scott back in the day was amazing.
And even Rob was just like the fat loser. And then every season
they were pre-plastic surgery.
Yes, it was so very raw. Y2K style. Mm-hmm.
The little girls. Chloe and, I don't even call them Chloe and
Kendall and Kylie.
Because they're not even.
They were so small.
They were so little. They were just little monkeys.
And they just hung out with Bruce all day. Yeah. Bruce, R.I.P.
Yeah.
And then every season got glossier. And now they live in these big white, like Tupperware style homes.
Yeah.
That just look like the Container Store. And they wear all beige.
There was also Chloe had like a best friend. I don't know if she stayed on the block girl.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
Michaela
they're still friends.
They're twins.
There's twins.
There's two girls. Wow. Michaela, and I forget her sister, but only Michaela was on the premiere, so I forgot her sister's name. Yeah, those girls are great. Yeah.
Chloe used to be cooler. I'm going to throw that out there.
Wait, I used to really actually like her. I was like, she's like the realest sister.
I still like Chloe.
I haven't seen the show in so long.
But OG Chloe was like, whoa.
I'm not
She'd
saying
be like, my vagina is so big, and like pull her pants up and be like, she's pretty cool.
Here's what I have to say. I know that none of the Kardashians are funny, obviously.
Yeah.
But if we have to pick one, Khloe is kind of funny. Like, she's down to put on a wig and dress up as her mom.
Yeah.
Clearly, the vagina jokes
and
are hilarious.
And make fun of people and be like, Chris, what are you wearing?
She's always down. Yes. That's kind of the reason. She was honest and real.
I agree. That was like a big thing where she would just like point at someone and just be like, well, you're fucking stupid.
I do think Khloe is the best. Yeah.
Yes.
I love Khloe.
Yeah.
Oh, her bod is like insane now, too. It's like, I prefer your bod. More than the
other one. She has it's full like plastic surgery. I feel bad for her because people were also like, there would be jokes so about mean. Like I fuck all of them but not Khloe. She'd be like, the public, it messes. And then we're all shocked when she has a new face. That's the rudest thing on Twitter. People are like, who this? I'm like, you made this happen. You bully someone and say she's the ugliest member of her
family.
And
that she wasn't like an actual Kardashian.
That's actually a real thing. People really believe that. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. But I will
people
say.
People really believe that. Is that you? Are you people?
No, people. I actually don't. But there's like strong things that like Kris Jenner was sleeping with a hairstylist that like looks exactly like Khloe.
Yeah, she does look a little different than the rest
of them. It's a whole thing. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories.
We don't want to, you know, say anything too much on the pod.
Yeah, exactly. But okay, I will say I'm going to watch this season.
Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of last season, and then I've slightly kept up with the Kardashians other than that. Barely.
Well, they made it very easy to keep up through Instagram. Yeah,
I will say like last season was such a dud and like none of them wanted to film and like Courtney was like fighting about filming the whole time.
I feel like Courtney's been like kind of MIA for like the last few
seasons.
She's
like done with filming that's just like, I could tell last season they were done. I think this season's going to be amazing and we're going to be like, no, because they're like rounding it out. But I do think it's the end of an era. It's time to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, haven't they been on for 18 seasons?
This is going to be the 20th.
20. Ooh, like that is...
That's a
your
that's
whole
too
life.
Much,
that is insane,
dude. That's like as long as Jeopardy's been on.
Damn. So is Kim? Yeah. So is Kim like 45?
I don't know how old she is.
I don't know. I do remember early seasons when she would cry over nothing, and then like Courtney and Khloe would be like Kim.
It was just great. So awesome.
It was
the
so
quotes.
Fun. Yep.
And no one ever talks about how awesome it is just to watch like sisters hang out. Yeah.
That's family drama is real drama. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to make it that shit up. Like, you can fight with your family for real. So it's like,
the episode where she threw her purse, or she's like, "You're so fucking rude with the purse."
You're so fucking rude.
Be fucking rude.
Is Scott still on the show?
Oh, he's like the lead. He comes to play.
Isn't he dating someone else? Is that
he was dating Sophia Richie. Now he's with Amelia 19. Hamlin. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, and they're all so young.
They're like they're like babies. It's scary.
19-year-olds.
Damn, yeah, Scott. Really, really, my God.
He's like, he gets them like right when they hit 18.
Holy shit, that's gross.
Yeah.
Would, if I was Courtney, I'd be like, no, you're not allowed to like
Courtney, like, up. I think Courtney tells him not to, and like, he tries to keep it up with Courtney and with the girls, and it's always bad.
It's really bad.
Now I'm like invested. I'm like, I will catch up in the last 14
seasons. But Sophia broke up with him because he went on a trip with Courtney, and she was like, that's not cool.
Imagine, but it's also like your children's mom. Yeah,
by themselves, though.
Oh, little that's not weird. Cool. That's not cool.
Little
that's
weird.
Cool. Little weird.
That's not cool. But she's way too old for him. Like, I would not, if I was a hot 19-year-old, I'd be like, yeah, but if they wanted to be together again, they would.
You know? I know.
And they've been through the ringer. Exactly. They're over each other.
But it's more of like, why do that?
That is true. Why do that?
Why have the press take pictures of y'all together? Clearly, people are going to be like, they're alone. When are they back together?
When you can afford a private plane island.
Exactly.
Oh, anytime there's a paparazzi photo, just know the celebrity told the paparazzi to go there.
Yeah.
They never go, unless you're like, at Whole Foods. Like,
if this year taught me anything, it was that.
It's that all these photos of Ana de Armas with Ben Affleck, stage, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, they call them the fuck up to stay relevant.
Yeah.
So now anytime I see a paparazzi photo, I'm like, I know what you did, bitch. And it's sometimes the actresses.
We know too much.
We know too much. Yeah. I know. I miss the days when I was like, oh my God.
I was looking up old pictures of like, Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie.
Wait, me too. On Instagram.
They
such
were just,
a weird couple.
They used to just frolic and wear vials of each other's blood. And now we have to watch Camila Cabello walk slowly. I know. It's like, take me back.
Do you remember the MTV Movie Awards?
And they had sex in a limo.
Making out. And the interviewer was like, so are you excited? So and she was like, sorry. And she was just, oh God, I miss it.
They said we just had sex in the limo. Yeah. And they had.
I miss it. I miss the wildness of what people would bring to award shows.
Take me back to Courtney. Love.
I agree. Yes. Now it's all very manicured.
I know. We know too much.
We know too much.
It's even us. We can't, you know.
We can't say what we want to say. and reality TV. Reality TV. Yeah. It's not the same.
Not the same.
But anywho, I think that's our pod. And as I close the book.
Yeah.
Symbolically, where can we find you guys? Where can we find you, Stuart?
You can find me at Stuart and Chill on Instagram, Twitter at Stuart Full. That's it.
That's it. And
You can find me at Amama Sardar on Instagram and on Twitter.
Woo. Yeah. And thank you guys for tuning in. If you're watching, thank you so fucking much for being a patron. We love you. If you're listening, join the Patreon. It's motherfucking worth it. If you don't, you're a bitch. Yeah, I got him. Video episodes and solo Maddie podcasts are available. Patreon.com/Maddie Smith. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Bye.